The SES will today continue to assist residents and business owners who were impacted by Monday's flooding event across inland areas of the Sunshine Coast. More than 250 millimetres of rain fell in just 3 hours, sending water gushing through properties at Nambour, Blibli, Palmwoods, Udloe, Woombye, Mooloolah Valley and Biwa. One of them was the Udloe General Store. Thanks to sandbags out the front, the water was kept out of the shop by mere centimetres. Owner Jason Coolan says they were lucky.
It went up to the floorboard, so just to the edge. So the sandbags stopped it coming in. But from previous long-term residents of the area, they said it has been in a couple of times before in the past. So we're very lucky on this one. But it's just the traditional clean-ups after anything like this. But it's more to the homes in the area. Some of them are pretty wrecked.
And a microbiologist based at the University of the Sunshine Coast is warning of the dangers of not taking proper health and safety precautions during the flood cleanup. Aaron Price says we need to be aware of a potentially serious infection called malleodosis, which lives in the soil and groundwater and rises to the surface during heavy rain. It can cause skin infections, pneumonia or septicemia, and while most people who come into contact with the bacteria will not get sick, they need to be careful while cleaning up by wearing rubber gloves, waterproof shoes and even goggles and a mask. A big day today for thousands of students across the Sunshine Coast who are starting NAPLAN years 3, 5, 7 and 9 will be quizzed on their literacy and numeracy skills over the next week and a half. And will eat more junk food and less fruit by 2030. That's according to new research by the CSIRO, which shows our consumption of ultra-processed foods and sugary drinks is tipped to rise by nearly 20%. The National Science Agency is calling for significant intervention to tackle the issue.